Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California sheriff is fighting back against a judge's order to reduce Orange County's jail population by 50% because of COVID-19. Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes says he has no intention of releasing these very bad people.
I do not intend to comply with the order. We're going to appeal the order. In essence, we don't really have low-level offenders remaining in Orange County Jail. We've already released all of them. So these are very serious offenders that we're looking at.
The order stems from an ACLU lawsuit filed on behalf of inmates. Arizona Republicans have set a historic precedent. Monday, they cast an alternate slate of electors, with state GOP Chairwoman Kelly Ward taking charge. The Republican electors cast their 11 electoral votes for President Trump, in opposition to the official electoral votes cast the same day for Democrat Joe Biden. The nation's electoral votes will be opened at a joint meeting of Congress January 6, where they will be officially certified. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Rural America's weak healthcare infrastructure are making it much harder for vaccines to reach rural Americans against the coronavirus. John Henderson, the CEO of the Texas Organization of Rural and Community Hospitals, says there's a lot of frustration and a lot of questions about why urban nurses are more valuable than rural nurses. The organization argued it could have worked around the distribution challenges, a minimum of 1,000 shots, and the extremely low temperature used to store the Pfizer vaccine. Carly Benton, executive director of the Mercy Ministries in Southeast Georgia, says there's just going to be a 6-month delay to get the vaccines. End quote. The FDA said that there were 4 reported cases of Bell's palsy among Moderna's 30,000 trial participants, including 3 who got the vaccine. Pfizer's trial similarly had 4 reported cases of Bell's palsy out of some 43,000 participants. Bell's palsy is a condition that causes a temporary weakness or paralysis of the muscles in the face. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Overreaching his authority, Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak does not have the right to regulate churches in the Silver State. A Las Vegas church expects to invite nearly 200 people to services this week and Sunday after a federal appeals court overturned Governor Sisolak's statewide limits on gatherings at houses of worship. Reverend Jimmy Morales, senior pastor at Calvary Chapel Lone Mountain, says, "This is a victory for churches in Nevada. We're excited that churches in Nevada have been set free to worship God freely." Tuesday, Sisolak said, "While we're disappointed by the court's decision, we respect and will comply with the order." Let's get an update on the U.S. border wall with Mexico. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
There is mounting pressure on President-elect Joe Biden to end construction of the border wall with Mexico. CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan says that would be a huge mistake.
Let's consider the cost directly to the American taxpayers, which would probably be billions of dollars that have already been invested and assigned to a contract.
Commissioner Morgan believes that would be a mistake because the materials have already been purchased.
If you terminate, those materials are not going to be utilized, a waste of taxpayers' money.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Of the 1,954 miles of border between the United States and Mexico, About 430 miles have the new wall. The build so far has consumed 911,000 cubic yards of concrete and 638,000 tons of steel. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy Wednesday to you. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, it was fashionable there for a while, this whole slogan of defunding police. But in reality, when it got down to it, the majority of Americans really saw this as, you know, a bit of a juvenile phase that people had to go through, though there was a lot of support, you know, from the propagandized establishment media to even begin to get us to believe that, you know, defunding police made sense. I mean, we saw what happened almost instantly in New York when Mayor de Blasio said, okay, we're going to get rid of these 600 specialized law enforcement officers, we're going to take them off the street, and suddenly guns came out in record numbers once again, and here it is. New York is learning the hard way that gravity still exists. By that I mean that you think there for a minute you're above gravity and you know arrogantly better than the laws of life, and you find out the hard way, but they're still trying to convince themselves that there's some merit to this idiotic decision of defunding police and taking law enforcement officers off the street, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic that we're in the midst of. Well, by no means do you look at the 2020 election and consider that somehow because Joe Biden, you know, by numbers is, you know, the president-elect, and Democrats, you know, were successful in some regard, that somehow it was a support of the defund the police movement. Lance LaRusso is with us right now. He's a leading attorney, former law enforcement officer, and author of the books Peacemaking and When Cops Kill. Lance, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thanks for having me.
So, all right, 2020 election. Boy, there was, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, you had Democrats, you know, moonwalking in a backwards direction this whole defund police movement, including Congressman Claiborne.
Yeah, I saw that, and it was pretty interesting. I said the first time I heard that, and I like your phrase, a juvenile phase. I might have to steal that. you know, when we heard that after the election, people were saying, wow, maybe that was a bridge too far. That was what I was saying to start with, and they're thinking that a lot of folks punished them at the polls because of that. The real people got punished, and it's kind of some arrogance for politicians to say, well, we got punished. The people who are getting punished are people in these cities who are getting killed, literally killed. I mean, murder rates are up, and for all of the murder rates that get published or don't get published the way they should by the major media sources, there's a lot of armed robberies, and there's a lot of rapes, and there's a lot of beatings that are occurring, and people being just terrorized in their communities, and that's what's happening. You know, the idea that law enforcement is the problem because confrontations with criminals that we let out of prison turned violent is just ludicrous. We saw this in New York City when a bunch of officers braved a superior firing position, braved a situation where someone could have taken advantage and taken any one of them out, braved all of that to protect strangers, and took out a person who, by all counts, probably was trying to commit suicide by cop, but really didn't have any problems taking someone out in the meantime. So law enforcement is doing a tremendous amount of job, tremendous job. They have a tremendous amount of training, and they deserve our respect.
Well, you know, and what you just said there, people need to really consider the kind of training that law enforcement go. I know they're talking about, you know, hey, can we tweak this and tweak that? And, you know, in some cases, the hyperbole is so extreme that in terms of their solutions, I mean, look, at law enforcement has been around forever, and we need law enforcement because last time I checked, we're not angels. You know, left to our own devices, you have all this stuff. We got sex trafficking. We've, you know, just go right on down the list. These communities are being devastated. Chicago, at the end of every weekend, you hear the body count that comes out. And it's just like, you know, people are just, you know, they're just immune to it anymore. I mean, there's no response. It's just, oh, okay, it's just, you know, that's just Chicago. Well, look about all the families. You know, that are affected by the body counts, by the shootings. I mean, you can't even go down to your local park and take your kid down there and put them on the swing anymore at risk that they're going to get shot up. Are you kidding me? I mean, you know, this country is being hijacked one zip code at a time. And meanwhile, because it's not happening to us directly, we just, you know, we just yawn.
You know, earlier this year, my first novel, Hunting of Men, came out, and I highlighted in the book some of the issues and horrors of sex trafficking. And people asked me, is it accurate? I said, well, it's somewhat accurate, but it is toned down because it's just horrific. And you use sex trafficking as an example. Yes, there are bad people in this world. And the notion that there wouldn't be any bad people in the world if police officers didn't have to use force is just childish. When we turn around and look at the encounters with law enforcement over and over and over again, when they use force, it's because they were attacked. There is no justification to attack a law enforcement officer. When they are doing their jobs, when they tell you you're under arrest, the only lawful response is to submit to the arrest. We have one of the best court systems in the world, and people challenge those arrests in multiple ways every day. The problem is that we have been listening to people who don't have a clue. Now, I hate to use that hackneyed, but they don't have a clue. For instance, right. In Philadelphia, we had a shooting that occurred a couple of weeks ago, and the election has kind of overshadowed it. But we had two officers who confronted a man with a knife. They backed up and backed up and backed up. He's a danger to everybody in the area. He may have had some mental issues going on, but he is a threat at that moment. They wound up shooting him after they retreated a good bit, and then they were criticized for not using tasers. And this is a perfect exemplification of what I'm talking about. They said, why didn't they use tasers? Now, that was a perfectly justified law enforcement use of force, but it is being touted as something improper. Well, the reason they didn't have tasers is all, as I call them, the taser haters, who didn't have a clue to start with, said that they shouldn't have them. So
exactly.
Less than one-third of the patrol officers in Philadelphia are equipped with tasers. And nobody's holding these elected officials accountable. And, you know, they're criticizing law enforcement for the way they, you know, they write tickets and they enforce laws that disadvantage people who are poor. Well, if you want to impress me in a city and you are a mayor, remove the line item in your budget for traffic fines.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then I will think that you're serious about community relations.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, and the other thing, too, is you get, like you say, in that group of people that don't have a clue, you have the vice president saying, well, why don't you just shoot him in the knee? And like all of a sudden, the police officers in a combat situation have to be expert shooters with their service revolvers or their service weapons and shoot somebody in the knee because they're so good at doing that. And then, you know, the next thing that happens is now you've got somebody who's debilitated and the public gets to pay for them for the rest of their life because they're disabled because they were knuckleheads and took on the police. And, you know, and fortunately, I guess, or unfortunately for them, they took the vice president's advice and they shot him in a knee.
Or the person bleeds to death because the use of deadly force is shooting someone. People bleed to death from being shot in the leg, or the officer trying to shoot them other than center of mass with the biggest target available misses because the person is moving and winds up hitting somebody who's an innocent bystander that they were trying to protect to start with.
Yeah. This is, like you said, they just don't have a clue, and they're all in that file. They do not understand what's going on, and we're grateful that Lance LaRusso is with us, the leading attorney, former law enforcement officer, and author of the books, including Hunting of Men, which is just released. We've got more from Lance after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Right here. Right now, Bill Martinez.
Maybe you just haven't seen it.
You know, maybe we haven't seen it yet, as Danny Gokey sings, but the fact of the matter is it's still there just because we haven't seen it. But we've got to keep fighting for those things that are right and good for all concerned, that are consistent with our U.S. Constitution. You know, we've got to find congruity here. You know, people have said that we've got to get this country back on track, Lance LaRusso. And is not the basis of getting back on track is having law and order?
Then, you know, some of that is stopping the rhetoric. So before the break, we were talking about Biden saying that officers should shoot people in the knee. Well, I can just about guarantee you 100% that the federal agents guarding him right now, as you and I are talking, would not shoot somebody in the knee if they tried to offer him harm or violence.
Right. Exactly.
So, you know, it's stop the rhetoric. Stop the nonsense. Stop labeling complete justified use of force as another example of police abuse. You know, law enforcement officers, to give me an example, law enforcement officers dealing with mental health situations, I teach about 2,000 cops a year from all over the United States and some from other countries. And I've asked them universally, how many of you would like to never respond to another mental health call? And all the hands go up. But the reason they keep responding is people keep calling them. The reason people keep calling them is because despite what we see in the news when one situation goes bad, overwhelmingly, millions of times a year, they do an exemplary job at handling these calls over and over again. So the rhetoric needs to stop because it's having an effect. We know that we're seeing officers ambushed and killed at higher rates, but we're also seeing a problem with officers potential officers not applying. I went to a 50th birthday party for a law enforcement officer who actually I trained in the academy. That's how old I am. And, you know, the officers were typical 50th birthday party, 45 to 55 and maybe into 60 were his friends and colleagues.
Yes.
And the number one discussion was how many days do we have before we can leave?
Yeah.
So we're going to lose the top end of these police departments in the next 2 or 3 years, and then we're going to be in a world of hurt.
Well, and that's already happened, Lance. I mean, with this movement defunding police and, you know, some of these particularly Democratic cities and these theorists. I say they're theorists because they've abandoned all reason and, you know, say tradition and experience for this idea of whether you shoot them in the knee or you bring somebody else in, you don't have law enforcement there. You know, like, let's reinvent the wheel when we're talking about you know, law and order and you know, civilian safety.
Yeah, they're grabbing headlines is what they're doing. And the problem is that it's having a real cost and a real effect. And there's a lot of law enforcement officers' families who are saying it's not worth it.
Exactly.
We want you to get out of it. And then we're seeing, you know, I wrote a blog post and it was on social media called Indulgent Prosecution. We're seeing officers prosecuted to appease the masses, which never works because then when they're acquitted because they didn't do anything wrong, it just causes a worse problem.
Exactly.
Or we're seeing officers that are sidelined from an agency for 4 years until someone has the intestinal fortitude to say, hey, there's no prosecutable crime here.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lance, how can that be better handled? I mean, you've got the, you know, the court of public opinion that really rallies around really quick, especially when you have a police officer shooting involved, and especially if it's against a person of color. I mean, immediately it's law enforcement, you know, wrong, innocent black man, he's right. But yet he's the one that's been the aggressor, and you can see in the video there. But, you know, it's all back to that hands up, don't shoot BS that too many people have been influenced by. And that's not to that's not to disenfranchise, you know, when things are justified. But it's like it's being so tainted in the emotional realm that you can't even have a reasonable conversation because it's all emotion.
Well, the first thing that law enforcement agencies do, and I talk about this in my book, Blue News, all the profits go to law enforcement charities. Profits from my books have benefited about $35,000 that have gone to law enforcement charities so far.
Wow.
In Blue News, I talk about telling your own story. Basic principle, tell your story or someone else will. Brag about what your officers do. Get the story out. Get the history out of what those officers knew. And don't put up with the nonsense that, well, you know, you're just bad-mouthing this person who's gone. They have a criminal history. If they have a criminal history, it is their criminal history.
Right.
You know, those officers respond to some of these situations over and over again. They recognize people when they get out of the car. The good community officers know who the dangerous people are in the community.
Right.
Second is...
Yeah, like with George Floyd. It wasn't like George Floyd was an absolute anonymous character. They knew who George Floyd was.
Right. And, you know, the other thing is the public needs to stop that nonsense, too. They need to stand up and say, wait a minute. We've heard and we've learned on the Internet, and, you know, you can look up people's backgrounds and criminal history. You're glorifying this person who was a drug dealer, who was a criminal, who was a domestic abuser, who had threatened and killed his family. You're glorifying him. Stop. That's letters to the editors. That's support. And that's letters to media outlets to tell them to stop doing that when they're, you know, when they do engage in it. And then another thing is just to thank the law enforcement officers.
Exactly.
Go and thank them when you see them and tell them you support them. You can't imagine how much that weighs in the favor of somebody making a decision. You know, and I said something on social media the other day. I said, you know, the officer you see in uniform right now could be contemplating leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And that person coming up and thanking them for what they're doing could be the difference.
Exactly. No, that's very appropriate, and I'm glad that you brought that up. I want to go back just a moment, Lance, and readdress the you know, the mental issues that happen on the street and how these police officers and what they're faced with. And, you know, what you hear time and again is the families know they have a problem, that they've got a problem child, and there's some, you know, because they live with it every day, and they're praying for that son or daughter and doing everything they can to try and calm them down. And sometimes you can't. And the next thing you know, you got the police involved and he's got a knife, and it's like, it's almost a fait accompli. And you go, well, where is the family in their involvement to make sure that people understood that they had a child that, you know, has got mental issues?
Well, and I can tell you, I did involuntary commitments for a major hospital system for about 18 years, and I've seen families that just were at wit's end.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a horrible thing to have to deal with somebody who has a mental illness where, just as a small sample, if they're completely unpredictable and potentially violent, it's extremely difficult for the family to deal with it. What people need to realize is if the family's calling law enforcement because that person's violent, they've used all of the techniques and coping mechanisms that they've been using for years. But the other thing that we need to switch on the light on is we all talk about mental health. There are absolute stone-cold killers and criminals running around these communities.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people can deny it all they want, but where is the family responsibility for making sure that they either stay out of criminal actions when they're young, mm-hmm. or turning them in?
Exactly.
And, you know, I represent a couple of fugitive investigators, and someone said, well, what's it like to be a fugitive investigator? And I said, well, you know, they spend a lot of holidays hunting down bad guys to put them away.
Mm-hmm.
Those are holidays they don't spend with their families. So,
right.
You know, these officers are making these sacrifices, and to minimize them and have them demoralized by people throwing feces and urine and rocks and bottles at them at protests that are supposedly peaceful, that are actually riots.
Right.
The public needs to stop standing for it and say enough of this nonsense.
And how much trouble are we creating for ourselves, like when you have an attorney general in California that is opening up the gates and just, you know, setting the prisoners free? What do we have to look forward here now?
Well, I have to tell you, I think that we are set for a crisis if something doesn't turn around, but I think the public has the ability to do that.
Well, they do. There's no question. I mean, hey, look, it's the first three words of our Constitution is we the people. I keep reminding our audience. And that demands a response. And right now, more than ever, as we've realized in our history, is that our democracy really demands courage. And if there's ever been a time for the courageous, it is now, isn't it?
It always is. And those officers out there that are holding the line are acting courageous on their behalf. They need to stand behind them. And as
exactly.
I always say, if you're not going to stand behind law enforcement, please stand in front of them.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. The way we work has changed immensely this year, and technology has played a critical role in helping companies and employees adapt. Heading into a new year, the workplace will continue to evolve, making technology-driven training solutions vital to preparing our workforce for the future. Here's John Jordan, head of the Academy at Bank of America. He leads the team that onboards and trains thousands of client-facing associates each year.
At Bank of America, exceptional client care is at the core of everything we do. This starts with equipping our employees with the right skills and providing training and growth opportunities that foster upward mobility and readiness for the future. With the help of tech-driven learning tools like virtual reality and client engagement simulators, we immerse our teammates in real-life scenarios and offer a more productive learning experience, ultimately empowering them to better serve our clients.
For more about Bank of America's resources, visit about.bankofamerica.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California sheriff is fighting back against a judge's order to reduce Orange County's jail population by 50% because of COVID-19. Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes says he has no intention of releasing these very bad people.
I do not intend to comply with the order. We're going to appeal the order. In essence, we don't really have low-level offenders remaining in Orange County Jail. We've already released all of them. So these are very serious offenders that we're looking at.
The order stems from an ACLU lawsuit filed on behalf of inmates. Arizona Republicans have set a historic precedent. Monday, they cast an alternate slate of electors, with state GOP Chairwoman Kelly Ward taking charge. The Republican electors cast their 11 electoral votes for President Trump, in opposition to the official electoral votes cast the same day for Democrat Joe Biden. The nation's electoral votes will be opened at a joint meeting of Congress January 6, where they will be officially certified. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us, sharing your partner today. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Well, Gabrielle Flowers Rader, a family-focused lifestyle expert, is going to be joining us in a few minutes to talk about smart winter spending tips for parents. Are you ready? Because many Americans, it's the season for spending. And if you have children, especially young kids like Gabrielle does, it's a tough balance between buying what they need, fulfilling their wish list, and maintaining a budget, all while you're juggling the other demands of the season, right? So if you're a parent, whether you're buying gifts, purchasing new winter gear, or spending on activities to keep your kids entertained at home, it can all add up, especially this year when many families are trying to rein in how much they spend. In fact, nearly 4 in 10 Americans are trying to spend less this holiday season, this according to a recent Bank of America survey. Now, Gabrielle Flowers Rader, a lifestyle expert, as I mentioned, mom of 2, and she's got all the skinny for us to make sure we make the most of this holiday season. Gabrielle, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Okay, let's talk about tips for budgeting and spending on winter seasonal costs for the family. What do we do?
Okay, so we all know that this time is probably the most expensive time of the year, and I have, like, my top 3 go-to tips for, you know, budgeting and getting through this winter season, and it's to plan ahead, do your research, and then get rewarded for your spending. So I find that the best way, you know, that we can get ahead of the holiday season is to plan ahead.
Yeah.
So at the top of the year, my husband and I, we try to, like, sit down and think about what are the holidays going to look like? What do we plan on spending? And how can we set that money aside? And, you know, we try to do it at the top of the year, but sometimes it happens in the middle of the year. Even if you start planning a month before and setting that budget and looking at your spending, you'll find yourself in a better place.
Yeah,
so that's the one thing we do.
I was going to say some planning is better than no planning, right? That's your point.
Absolutely. Even if it's a week before.
Right. Yes, exactly.
So again, I like to do some research. So I don't know about you, but I like to price match.
Some
yes. people can just go with the first offer, but I'm not that one.
Yes.
I'm
sure your husband likes you being not that one.
You know, he does. He always laughs at me because he calls me like the ultimate researcher. Like, I will research every single purchase, and the more it costs, the more research I'm doing. So
yeah.
That's just in my nature. So, you know, we're all doing this from home now. A lot of us are shopping online, so you can price match from the comfort of your own home. You can check out a lot of different stores, and then just make sure you're, you know, getting the most value wherever you choose to spend. And then lastly, you get rewarded by your spending. So, you know, you make sure that you're getting cash back or something for what you're already spending anyway. A lot of people don't even realize this, that you can get cash back with the right card for things you're buying
yes.
anyway. All day.
Yeah, so why not? I mean, somebody else is going to get that money if you don't, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it just kind of makes sense. You know, Gabrielle, I want to go back to what you were talking about in terms of price matching. It is so much easier to price match today than it was 10 Christmases ago, right?
It's so much easier. Like, I actually just bought a rug not too long ago, and then I saw that, you know, I was just looking on the store website and saw that it was on sale. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to have to take the rug to the store and blah, blah, blah. All I had to do was call customer service, and they made the adjustment for me right there.
That's great. I know. Yeah, you'd be surprised how easy it is, but it's like that old saying, if you don't ask, you don't get, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So let's talk about tips on keeping the kids busy. You got two little ones, huh? How old are they?
I do. So I have a 7-year-old son and a 2-year-old daughter.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, there's kind of an age gap there.
Yes.
And they don't necessarily like the same things all the time. So, you know, they keep me on my toes, trying to keep them entertained and all of the things. So I have to get creative. What I find is that if I, you know, switch up some of the things we're doing already, then that's helpful. So a lot of, like, eating on the floor, we're having picnics and pillow fights and building forts and movie nights, just all the things that you would typically do, but, you know, it's just heightened now that we're all at home. So we're doing
exactly.
a lot more of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get outside, you know, when we can. I'm in the Midwest, so,
yes.
like, the weather isn't pleasant. But we can bundle up and get out there, get some fresh air, you know, sit out in the yard on our deck if we need to, like, just to kind of switch things up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get them involved, too. So I recently, like, purchased a mixer and, like, a cookbook. So we've been doing all the cooking, all the baking,
oh, wow.
and I just have, like, two sous chefs right here. They can help me, and I find that they eat better, too, because they're helping make it.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, with all the, as you say, the additional time that, you know, this pandemic is keeping us at home, there are some benefits, and it sounds to me, Gabrielle, that you're maxing them out as best you can. I mean, you're being creative, and of course, you're especially challenged because of the two kids and a five-year age difference. You know, right now is a little bit more challenging. I mean, you know, when they get in their 20s and 30s, it's not so bad. But right now, you've got to be a little bit more creative to balance it off. So, you know, good on you to make that happen. Let's talk about our overall spending strategy for holiday expenses for the home.
Okay, so I kind of touched on this earlier, but it's like, okay, look, we're already spending. But, you know, even if you're trying to spend less, you're still spending on something. So the key is to think about how you're buying the things you're buying, what are the things that you're buying, and then use that credit card to get the cash back And it, you know, it just goes a long way. So, you know, I've been using the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, and I've been earning 3% cash back in the category of my choice. So right now, it's online shopping, obviously, but at the top of the year, it could be home improvement or gas or dining, like whatever it is, I can switch that category monthly. So there's flexibility in how I am rewarded.
Wow. So you can change it. Can you change that as often as you want? Like, is it on a monthly change, or you could do it on a weekly even?
Basis.
I'm sorry?
No, not a weekly, a monthly basis. So you can change it month to month.
Wow, what a great 3% on one choice item. That's great, because if you and your husband are saying, look, we're going to go on a road trip, and we know we're going to be using a little bit more gas, you point it in the direction of the gas and get 3% on all your gas purchases, right?
Absolutely. You can't beat that, right?
And Gabrielle Flowers Rader is with us. As they say, she's the girlfriend you probably haven't met. As a wife and mother of two, this lifestyle influencer spreading love, life, and laughter across the world by simply living her life on camera. What a great gig for you. How'd you get that?
You know, it started from a hobby. I was working a desk job that I just wasn't, you know, happy with, and I'm like, I need a creative outlet. So I started creating videos on YouTube, and it has grown to be a full-time gig for me and my husband. It's been amazing.
Yeah, what a neat deal. And you're such a natural at it. I mean, did anybody tell you before that this was something you should do, or is this, you just kind of gravitated to it naturally, just understanding who you were? And like you said, you needed a creative outlet. And, hey, why not? Other people are doing stuff on YouTube. Let me give it a shot. And here you are. You're a superstar. Well, that's awesome, Gabrielle. Let me ask you also about racking up, you know, we touched a little bit on racking up many rewards this time of year, and maybe explain to our audience a little bit more how you utilize that cash back you earn.
So I've been kind of racking up my cash rewards. I haven't touched them yet because my plan is to have an epic date night whenever my husband and I have time to do that.
Yeah, epic date night. Wow. Well, that gets him into the plan too, right?
Absolutely.
Because that's you know, in the marketing business, we call that win-win, you know. So, you know, whenever you have a win-win situation, that works out great. Gabrielle, where can people go for more information?
If you want more information, check out bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Gabrielle, you've been awesome. Thank you so much for all the great tips. Our audience loved it. You're awesome. The best of the holidays, and Merry Christmas to you and the family.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you too, Bill. Thank you.
Gabrielle Flowers Rader right here. Thank you. Take care.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS, and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
This report is sponsored by the American Medical Association. With the holidays approaching and COVID-19 cases at a record high, America's physicians urge everyone to celebrate responsibly. They ask we celebrate in a safe way to limit the virus's spread and reduce risk. The American Medical Association, the AMA, has some suggestions to help you meet this request. Start by limiting gatherings to just those living in the same household. For those in warmer climates, consider having holiday meals outside. Consider hosting a virtual gathering so people can still see and talk to loved ones. And always follow these three tips. Wear your mask, practice physical distancing, cleaning, and wash your hands regularly. AMA President Dr. Susan Bailey.
The holidays are about family, friends, and togetherness. Being apart is a tremendous sacrifice, but it's a sacrifice we should all be making this year toward the goal of defeating this virus and ensuring we're all able to eat and celebrate together again in 2021.
For more, visit ama-assn.org.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and look at who we got. The acclaimed actor of Hercules, Legendary Journeys, God's Not Dead, The Reliant. He's here to talk about all his latest projects. Kevin Sorbo. Kevin, Merry Christmas. How you doing, buddy?
Merry Christmas to you as well. I'm doing great. I got my 18 holes in this morning, so life's
good
already.
Hey, one of these days, we got to get out there together, especially now that we're in Florida. I'm going to take a couple of weeks off and do a little traveling. I was encouraged that there are so many sites in Florida, as you may know. He said, Bill, you could be out there for months just investigating. And ever since I came here from California, I've been so busy on the East Coast. I said, this year, you know, the last 2 weeks, I normally shut everything down. I said, I am going to hit the road, and I'm going to check out some of these sites in Florida close and personal.
You got to. I mean, it's a beautiful state. I've been coming out for years. You know, my wife has a sister in Tampa. I got a brother not too far from here in West Palm Beach. I got another brother that's retired Army up in Pensacola. So we try to get together when we can, and certainly we will for Christmas.
Well, good fun. By the way, Against the Tide, congratulations, you know, on the film and Finding God in Science. The work that you did with Dr. John Lennox was stellar.
It was such a great event to be part of. I mean, you know, I think we talked about before, that really came out of the movie God's Not Dead, where the student that I'm tormenting, as my typical, you know, professor that we have in universities today that are atheists and hate God.
Yes.
So he brings up John Lennox quotes, and that's how this whole thing took off, and it's doing very well. So againstthetide.movie, people can go there and check it out, againstthetide.movie.
Yeah, I think it was so much fun. I found out incidentally, I did not know that Lennox was, I guess, the uncle to the Gettys, you know, to Kristen Getty,
and
put her and Keith together. And, you know, and what a sweet story there. And the fact that they used, you guys used one of their songs, you know, as the theme song for Against the Tide.
I know. I got to meet him when we were filming the 3 weeks we shot up in Oxford, England. Mm-hmm. If people haven't been there, you got to go. I mean, talk about a university town. I mean, there's universities everywhere around there, but obviously the famous Oxford University is there, where John Lennox was a math professor for many, many years. But that's when I got to meet them while we were walking around town. So we got had dinner together and got to know them a little bit.
Well, good fun. Well, Keith has threatened to play golf. Back. We were supposed to play a couple years ago when I went to Ireland, and he missed his appointment. And, of course, he said, okay, we'll play golf, but it's got to be a good golf course. So maybe we can get the three of us out there and go hit that little white ball around. Okay, so update us on all the latest projects. I mean, you have been nonstop. I mean, even in this COVID era, you and Sam have been quite busy.
Well, you know, I make myself busy. I can't sit around very much. But, you know, it's hurt me just like it's hurt everybody else. I'm not crying me a river. But I had two movies ready to go. And then when COVID hit, the funders flipped out and they pulled their money. So those projects, hopefully they'll come back. Who knows at this point? I've had about more than a dozen speaking events canceled. I mean, it's crazy what this thing has done. But I had three movies that were done in the can. They all would have been out this year by now. But, we know, we're holding on to them because they're too good of movies just to throw straight into streaming. We're going to try to get a theatrical next year with them, if we can get past this fear factor of what the governments are using to shut everybody's lives down. But then I've got, you know, I did have all these other documentaries all set and ready to go. I do got to give a plug for Before the Wrath. It's still, after 5 months, the number one Christian movie out there and streaming on Amazon.
Wow.
And Before the Wrath is a documentary in the book Revelation. It's a very fantastic, interesting look. I love documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope people go there and check out BeforeTheWrath.com and also check out my movie Let There Be Light, which is streaming very well on Amazon as well. And I've got four movies lined up for next year, and if they'll open up the world a little bit. And one of them is going to be the next Left Behind movie that I'll be acting in and also directing it as well.
Wow, how much fun is that? I mean, that puts, you know, added pressure when you are, you know, you're in front of the camera and behind the camera at the same time. How do you handle that?
You know, I can differentiate between the two, and I'm smart enough being in the business for as long as I've been in the business, 35 years now, which blows my mind, that, you know, I hire people in each, you know, from wardrobe to makeup to the camera team. I hire people that know their jobs. I'm not there to boss them around. I hire them because I love the work that they do. I may throw in my two bits every once in a while, but I know that I break down the scripts and I know the actors I want to try to cast, and I always cast actors that I know that are going to come through. I don't need to be a guy that's ordering everybody around in the set. I leave that for the first AD. That's his job, to be a good guy, bad guy. You know? So
let him take the bullets.
Let him take the blame. Exactly.
Yeah. You can always see. You can always tell who they are. They're the ones with the flak jackets, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I do have a movie hitting video on demand December 22nd. It's called The Penitent Thief. It's an amazing look. It's actually on Amazon Prime, iTunes, and Comcast on demand.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very interesting look from the birth of Jesus till the crucifixion, but it's really the backstory of events are being told by the two thieves that are on either side of Jesus when he's being crucified.
Wow.
So it's
awesome.
A different sort of look at that.
Mm-hmm.
I play another baddie. All these good years playing good guys. I play Herod. So I'm the guy that I meet with the three wise men, and they go, oh, so who is this baby king you're talking about? And as soon as they leave, of course, I order every two-year-old child, male, to be murdered. What a nice guy he was.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's my role in it. But it's a wonderful family movie. I hope people will check it out.
Well, you know, the story of Herod tells you a lot about what power can do to you, right?
Oh, no question. No question about it. And we see it being played out across the world, let alone our country right now. It just seems to be getting worse and worse out there. And, you know, I'm trying to do movies that have a positive impact on people, movies that have hope, redemption, love, faith, laughter, you know, make you cry in a good way.
That's right.
Instead of all the stuff that's coming out that just is constantly reinforcing anger, hatred, and divisiveness. And that seems to be playing out in our streets right now.
Well, I so appreciate your commitment to that, Kevin. I mean, Sam have, you know, continue to be champions of that kind of quality programming and information out there in a time when the information has been so bleak, it's been so, you know, propagandized. I mean, we're so far from the truth right now, which is very dangerous, and why people, you know, are shocked. I mean, you know, you talk about what's going on in our country today. I mean, they're shocked at what happened with this election and all the evidence of fraud, and we're going to have supposedly a new president come in that, you know, a good number of Americans probably, I mean, when you break it all down, a third of the voter politic, that's all. I mean, that includes Republicans, Democrats, and but you're talking a third. That's a humongous chunk of people who believe that the election was stolen. Not a good thing.
Well, if you, I mean, come on. Yeah, you can't sit here and look at the numbers of this and say this was an honest election. I mean, we have so much blatant hypocrisy going on and blatant cheating and fraud in this. You have it on video. You have it on people talking about what happened at the voting booths. I mean, look, why would all the key states shut down at 10 o'clock when the voting was coming in? They saw the number of votes that Trump had coming in, and they just shut everything down. And then they went to work to do what they had to do. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, if Biden had a degree of moral decency in him, he would get in front of the cameras and say, look, I want to be your president because I really won this election. So let's really look into this. It does look a little shaky, so let's try to figure this out. But, of course, he'll never do that.
Yes.
Because we live in a very secular world right now, a very dishonest world right now, and cheating and lying is considered okay nowadays. And it's just sad that this is going on. There's no way this guy got 15 million more votes than Obama did at his peak.
Exactly.
No way. Obama was beloved by people, and when he went to his, on the rallies, he had, like Trump had. They had 20,000, 30,000 people showing up, these things. Mm-hmm. Biden goes out of his bunker, and six people show up, and they told him, Joe, just stay in your bunker. Don't worry. We got this. And we know that was exactly what happened. Give me a break. He won't last more than a year if they go through with this. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I mean, he is so unhealthy, and it's sad, really. I mean, you try to watch this guy walk around. It's so shaky, and his health isn't good. And we're going to make a woman the first president, which I have no problem wouldn't be president, but not one where 97% of the Democrats in the Democrat primary didn't want
exactly
her.
Exactly. No, you've laid it out just right, and it's interesting, Kevin, because we know that God is in charge, and all this is happening as we're dealing with Christmas. We're dealing with the birth of Jesus, who came to give us the truth and freedom. Boy, and this is the gift that's, continues to be given every year. I mean, and every day of the year, you can say it that way.
Yeah, I was just up in D.C. I went to the president's Christmas party at the White House. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He unfortunately didn't make it. He normally does, but I know he's got a lot of stuff going on in his life right now.
You think?
So I was there with, they only let probably, I think there was maybe about 200 people that were able to walk around the 7 or 8 rooms they had set up. The Christmas trees were amazing. The food was amazing.
That's about five times more people than Biden could get.
Yeah, I know, exactly. And because he wasn't there, it was myself and Mike Lindell, my pillow man.
Oh, yeah. Huh?
Both of us Minnesota boys. We ended up being the stars there. I must have done at least 100 photos while I was there. So, but it was great because, all these people came up and they said, look, we loved Hercules and Andromeda, but what we really love are the movies that you're doing now. Please make more of them. So
yes.
It was nice to get that sort of verbal support coming in from people, and everybody was just really fantastic. So we had a great time up in D.C., and we just got back yesterday, by the way.
Well, like the word says, having done all to stand, we keep standing, and we stand on the truth. And Kevin Sorbo, I appreciate you standing up and, coming here on the show and giving us an update on all your projects. And, of course, they will continue. How can people stay in tune with what Kevin Sorbo is doing?
A good place to go is kevinsorbo.net, kevinsorbo.net. It is Christmas. I've got two books out there, True Strength and True Faith, perfect for the Christmas season. I've got all of my DVDs and all kinds of great stuff. If you can get wonderful gifts there, but kevinsorbo.net's a good place to go. And also, we have the sorbofamilyfilmstudios.com, sorbofamilyfilmstudios.com. And please go and check it out. Sign up. Give us your name. We'll send you information about the latest events coming out and things that are happening. And like I said, I got 4 movies lined up for next year, and I've got another 2 documentaries that I'll be doing. So I'm just trying to stay busy.
Well, you got it. Kevin, Merry Christmas to you, Sam, and the family, okay? All the best to you. Take care.
And I'm not offended by that. Merry Christmas to you, too.
God bless. Thank you.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.